Soon enough, there were other flags, as 9/11 firefighters sent one to Marceau, signed by dozens of his colleagues, many of whom had responded at the World Trade Center. A special forces sergeant, major, sent a flag he'd taken with him on missions around the world, from Iwo Jima to Afghanistan. Marceau, a retired Marine himself, and the son and grandson of veterans, cherished these gifts while continuing to pray for the return of Jackson's flag. Still waiting for those prayers to be answered, Marceau went about his routine as normal. On Tuesday, July 3rd, he visited his son's grave, just as he has every Tuesday since Jackson was buried. "It's religion," he says. "It's my time to meditate in prayer and get ready for the week." When he got to Jackson's grave that morning, there was something there, a flag. Marceau didn't let himself get too excited. People have gifted him so many flags in the weeks prior that he figured this was just another keepsake that had belonged to someone else. But when he got closer, he noticed the signatures, blank ink, on each of the white stripes. This was his son's flag. "It was pretty amazing," he says. There was also some mystery. Whoever had returned the flag left no note, and as yet no one has stepped forward to say he or she returned it. Did the thief bring it back? Did a good Samaritan find it in a thrift shop? Marceau has decided not to speculate. "For me, it's just a miracle," he says. "It's God. That's who put it there."